Welcome, emergency gutter incoming, award-winning emergency gutter incoming. I've got Neil Atkinson, John Gibbons. Have I got Andy Heaton? I don't even know if I've got Andy Heaton, but I might have Andy Heaton. I have got Andy Heaton. We're going to be talking about the breaking news that Luis Diaz looks like he is imminently going to become a Liverpool player. The fees are agreed. We understand that terms between the player and the club are all but agreed as well. Luis Diaz could be rocking up against the mighty Cardiff at Anfield 10 days time. It's beyond exciting. We know that, we've done that bit. Rafi said to me this morning, yeah, but he's gonna play. And I thought, I felt sad for a moment, because kids have been absolutely sort of like Liverpool's professionalism, sort of bedding in of players, and you know, all that. Yes, he's gonna come in, but he's got a place in the team. It really kills the spirit of young kids, and I remember that spirit being killed years ago. But I said to him, Rafi, 60 million fucking euros, lad. 60 million euros. He's going to play. What do you think, Neil?
I think he is going to play, yeah. I mean, let's be clear about this. There's loads of ramifications, but first and foremost, for me, we did tour live yesterday, and we obviously didn't say, and we think Liverpool are going to buy Diaz. That was not a conversation that we had, but we did talk about Diaz a little bit. And within there, I think the really interesting Diaz thing is, there's a tweet this morning from Adam Crafton pushing an Athletic piece where he talks about the fact that City have made 37.5% of all signings that have been made between, I think it's something like 50 million and 65 million. And that's the shop that City are able to shop in. Now, they've not made very many above 65 million at all. Manchester United have done more of that. We've actually done more of that than City. But they're in a situation that's the shop that they buy in. And I was making the point yesterday that with a player like Luis Diaz, ultimately, in the sort of the level where he is in terms of valuation and all of that, Liverpool are the biggest players at that level by some distance. So I think part of what's happened here is that Porto's finances are massively impacted by not qualifying for the knockout phase of the Champions League. Also, the sporting needs for the year are as well. So you end up in a situation where Porto very much need the money. Tottenham, and it looks as though it could be Manchester United and maybe even Everton, which is hysterically funny, are looking to pick up a player such as this one. But ultimately, the truth of the matter is that if Liverpool want this player, Liverpool get him. And that was the truth of the matter yesterday, and it was the truth of the matter the day before yesterday, and it's the truth of the matter today. And what we're seeing maybe is that what's changed is just the timelines, first and foremost, or, as I suspect John is going to come on to say, there could be a bit more interest in Liverpool's players. But I think all of this might have come together, and Liverpool have gone, you know what, we can get this player. And once they get him at this level, he will not be, the plan will not be for him to be sat around a great deal. He will become one of the lads, and it means Liverpool, for the remainder of the season, whilst they're in all four competitions, I suspect we'll be picking three from five. And it's a big shift going from three from four to three from five. And it means that Liverpool have got no excuses. They'll have no excuses around freshness. They should be competitive in every single match. And yeah, he'll have to learn the ropes and learn the pressing patterns, and it will take a bit longer. And he won't get all the big games, but he'll be there available off the bench. Suddenly you're able to look down if a game's not going the way Liverpool wants. And on 60, if this deal goes through, there's Luis Diaz in a big match. And in a different game, there he is available anyway to play from the outset. For me, it's ridiculously exciting. Rafi should be excited. I'm excited. Not least because he knows where the back of the net is.